Welcome to today's edition of Front Porch Talks. I'm Grayson Willis, and today I'm joined by our missional pastor here at Harrisonburg First Church of the Nazarene, Pastor Sam Montanez. Pastor Sam, how are you doing today?
I'm doing really well, Grayson.
And I have Pastor Sam with me today to talk about the new food bank, the warehouse, that is in the process of being built on the side of our property here on Boyers and Port Road. First of all, Pastor Sam, when is that supposed to be done?
Well, the food bank, the new one that we're constructing, should be done probably by next spring. The building itself should be totally enclosed, hopefully here by the end of October, early November or so.
And as far as the new warehouse, just talk a little bit about how this will help Hope Distributed as far as expanding and being able to help more people.
Yeah, you know, our mission is to serve the people in our community who are in need with dignity and respect. So the current facilities that we have, it's about 1,200 square feet. And the new building will be approximately 6,000 square feet. So we're going to duplicate in space quite a bit. And what that does for us is it will allow us to have the inventory on site that we need to run all the existing programs plus new programs that we want to get moving on. For instance, we have a program called Hope for Kids, and what we do there is we partner with the local schools, all Harrisonburg and Rockingham County schools, during the Christmas break and spring break and even summer breaks. And what we do there is this. We provide a box of food for every child in the school who wants it, the child and their family who wants it. We don't have the room to store the inventory to provide all that food to the kids and their families that are in the school district. So what we have to do then is we have to find space outside of our facilities in order to have the food there, have it delivered there, and then pack the boxes there just because it's just way too much inventory for us. Now, we have the means. The problem is not getting a hold of the food. The problem that we have is the space to have the food and to run the program, you know, as efficiently as we can. So that's one example of how this warehouse is going to help us tremendously.
So by having everything all on our property, it'll make things go more efficiently. And also you talked about how it'll help open up new programs. What are some possible new programs that this new warehouse might open up?
Well, one of the things, the way we serve our clientele today is everything is pre-packed. So the boxes are already pre-packed. So the folks really don't have a choice as to what they're getting in the box. Most of the stuff that goes in there, I would say 90% of the stuff is consumed by the people. There might be a can or two of things that people may not like, and you know they'll pass that on to somebody else. Or a lot of folks, what they do is they bring it back to us and they say, "I don't eat this or don't use this." The new building is going to allow the people to have a self-shopping experience, which will allow them to go in and choose from all the items that we provide. And if there's an item that they don't like, then they don't have to pick it, you know. And they'll be able to do this with pretty much everything. There might be some things that we'll need to already have pre-packed, like, for instance, the meats we might need to have pre-packed. And probably some vegetables may need to be pre-packed. But for the most part, it will be a self-shopping experience.
Well, that sounds exciting, and I know that it'll be good for the people that it helps. And will this require more volunteers, or will it be about the same, just look a little differently?
To start off with, it'll be about the same, but eventually we might be expanding our hours, and we may be increasing the number of days that we open. So with that in mind, There's going to be a need for additional volunteers and so forth. Now, there's another program that we're looking to launch, and I hesitate to talk about this right now because it's in the works as we speak. It's being developed and it's being formed. But a program that we wanted to launch about 3 years ago, which we weren't able to do because of the logistics and the cost that was involved with this program, which is what we call Learning for Success. And Learning for Success is a tutorship program which we will help kids that are in a grade school age, where we're going to start at the grade school age students. And the idea is to provide tutoring for kids who need help with the core subjects, math, science, English, reading, in those areas. And what we know that studies show is that kids who struggle early and they don't have a support system academically, they tend to have difficulties in their academic career through grade school, middle school, and then into high school. Studies also show that a lot of these kids tend to be problematic in terms of behavior. They tend to drop out of school at some point or another. They get involved in risky behavior as well. And ultimately, they become unmarketable in our society, which, you know, they can only land certain jobs that, you know, does not help them as far as having economic success in life. So we know this, we understand this, we've done some research on that, and so that's one of the reasons why we want to launch this program, Learning for Success.
Well, I think that's the cool thing about Hope Distributed. It's not just a food bank, it's not just a clothes closet. I know you also have Homes to Homes,
right,
which is furniture, and this idea about helping students that have struggles in school and learning and that kind of thing. So just finding more ways to help people that need the help and maybe can't afford it, or maybe it's not offered anywhere else. I think that's a really cool idea. And also talk about how the new warehouse for Hope Distributed will help Homes to Homes and the furniture outreach.
Yeah, currently, Home to Home works exactly like that, from one home to the next. In other words, if you have furniture that you no longer need, whether it's office furniture, home furniture, whatever it is, you know, it literally goes from your home to the home that has a need. And sometimes we have a long list of people who are waiting to, you know, maybe have a bed or a sofa or a table, you know, a dinner table or chairs or things of that nature. And the reason there's a waiting list is because we don't have a warehouse to store the furniture in. We get calls from folk that say, hey, I got a mattress. It's going to be available on such and such a date. We already have a list of folk who are on a waiting list. So what happens is once that mattress becomes available, then we get it and we deliver it right to the house. That's why we call it Home to Home. Now, that puts people on a waiting list. And, you know, we'd like to help people right when they ask for help. So what the new warehouse will do, it will free up the old building, the existing building that we have that we store the food in, and the storage area will be used for storing furniture. As we get it, we put it in there, and you know, then when somebody does call, then we know that we have things in the warehouse that we can immediately take from the warehouse to an individual's home.
And also, with the clothes closet, what will the new facility allow as far as that area of Hope Distributed is concerned?
The other thing that the new building will do for us, it will create the space for us to be able to sort the donations of clothing and shoes and other things that we get for the clothes closet. Right now, the clothes closet is a store. You know, you go in and you're there. You're inside the store. There's no real additional space for sorting or anything like that. So that will be a plus for us. We're going to have an area that will allow us to sort the clothes that comes in, sift through it, get rid of the things that are ripped and torn, which are items that we don't ask people to donate. But sometimes, you know, we have items that are just not adequate to be given out to folks. So we need an area where we could sort these items and make sure they're in good condition, things that we personally would feel good about wearing ourselves. That's what we want the public to have.
So from hearing you talk, I'm getting the idea that the warehouse is giving Hope Distributed more operating space and more storage space as far as food and clothes and furniture, and also room to work as far as having things on hand so that when people need stuff, like you were talking about the furniture, you're able to help people quicker because you're able to store more of it here, or like you were talking about with the food. Also, as far as if people are in need of food, clothes, or furniture, what is the best way for them to get in contact with you or those that help with Hope Distributed?
Yeah, the best way is to just come on site. We're open every Thursday from 4 o'clock to 5:30 p.m. You can come on the first, second, and third Saturday of the month, starting at 9 a.m. from 9 to 11 a.m. We're open during those hours. And you can just come on site. And really all you need is basically we ask for two items. We ask for a picture ID, just an identification, your work identification, whatever form of identification you have. And also the most recent check stub, if you're working, to bring that. If you're out of work, obviously you won't have a check stub, so you don't need to bring it. But those are the only two things that we ask folk to bring. Now, if you want to volunteer, you can call the number 540-578-3510, and you just say, hey, I'd like to volunteer. You can go on our website, hopedistributed.org, and you can go on there, and there's different forms on there for volunteering. You can fill one of those out, and it will get right to the person that handles that. They'll respond to you fairly quickly. It's like an interest type of form where you fill out, you know, what are the areas where you can volunteer, and then you choose which area that you'd like to volunteer. You fill out that form, send it in right on the website. You don't need to copy or paste. You just fill it out right there, and when you're done, you submit, and then that gets to us, and we'll respond to you. Those are some of the ways that you can get involved.
And also, what are some items, donations that y'all really need? I know there's different ways you can donate, whether it be money or food or clothing items specifically. What are some of the things? What's the best way as far as
donating? Absolutely. You know, especially for our clothes closet, the biggest need that we see are for undergarments and socks. Those are the biggest needs, both male and female, all ages. These are the things that people constantly are asking about. And the donations of this type, you know, the undergarment, they have to be new. They never worn. We will not take any used socks or undergarments. Those have to be new. So
those are the biggest needs. And can they also either come to the site by the church or visit the website and contact somebody as far as dropping those off, or I believe you guys have the bin out there also.
Yeah, they can do that. They can call, but you know, if they can just come by here, when they drive on site, they will see a trailer that says Hope Distributed Clothing Donations. They can just drop them right into that trailer and leave them in there. Now, you know, this is a nonprofit organization, so if they want a tax exempt type receipt for their donation, we can provide that as well. So, you know, they can just contact us and we'll get that to them.
And you were talking about donations for nonprofits. And I know you guys still need to raise some money toward the building of the new warehouse for Hope Distributed. So maybe talk a little bit about where you guys are on that and how people can help in that way.
Yeah, we still do need to raise funds for the completion of the building. We're about, I would say, $80,000 short of our goal We're almost there. And to complete, you know, this is to complete the building. I believe at our meeting last week, I think it was between 80 and 100,000 that we're short. So that will help us, you know, put the last nail in where it needs to go, and we would be good to open the doors. So you can donate. You can go on our website, and there's an area where you can hit the donate tab, go in there, and you can donate through you know, online. You can do it that way. We can take a check. You can mail a check to us as well, if you prefer doing it that way. We also have tax credits available. And I don't want to get into a lengthy conversation about that, but that's available for those individuals who like to make large donations. We have so many funds that were allowed, so many tax credits that were allowed to give through this year. But I do understand that those are going pretty quickly. So,
and for those listening that might not know, would you just mind giving the address here at the church, also Hope Distributed address, along with the website, or maybe even the phone number or line here that they would need to call to get a hold of somebody?
Our address is 1871 Boyers Road, and that's here in Harrisonburg, Virginia, 22801. Again, 1871 Boyers Road, Harrisonburg, Virginia, 22801. And that's Hope Distributed, so the mail will get to us there. Our phone number is 540-578-3510. You can contact us through that. You can go on the website as well, hopedistributed.org. Hopedistributed.org. That is our domain, and you can visit us there on the web as well. And we also have a Facebook page, so you can go on Facebook and see some of the activities that are happening. It gets updated pretty often on some of the things that are going on with Hope Distributed.
Well, thank you, Pastor Sam, for all you do for Hope Distributed and for our church, and thanks for joining me here on Front Porch Talks. Is there anything else you'd like to mention that I haven't asked so far in relations to Hope Distributed or the new warehouse?
Other than the fact that, you know, there's a lot of people in need in our community, sometimes we don't see that in our country. It's a very well-developed country, unlike underdeveloped countries where you can see the drastic difference within the culture as far as the levels of society, the middle class, the lower class, the upper class. Here, it's a little harder to see that because of the abundance that is in the community. However, not everyone makes ends meet at the same rate. People hide hunger well. People hide poverty well. And those are things that we're, you know, we don't have shanty towns like we did once before in this country. Those things are pretty much gone. But there's a lot of people who are struggling. There's a lot of people who are hurting. And we see that. That's what we do at Hope Distributed. We help these people, and we see a large number of them.
And I think it's a great service, and something that's definitely needed in our community is the food bank, the clothes closet, and the home to home. Would you mind just closing our program, Pastor Sam, by just praying for our community, specifically for those who are in need, but also for those who serve at Hope Distributed and volunteer?
Sure. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege that you give us to partner with you in helping those individuals that are hurting, that are broken, that have perhaps lost hope, individuals who thinks that nobody cares, nobody notices. But we do. We try to see people with your eyes. And Lord, I know that when we do, and when we serve, and when we engage folk in this manner, their hearts are encouraged. Their lives are inspired. And they realize that there are people who care. There is goodness in the world, and we begin to see the light of hope once again shine in their eyes and in their countenance. And we thank you, Lord, for that privilege and opportunity that we have to make a difference in individuals who are having a difficult time. We also pray for those who volunteer, for those who truly, truly care for the folks in our community and in our county. I thank you for their compassion. I thank you for their heart of mercy and their willingness, Lord, to give of their time and give of their resources so that others can feel that they too matter, that they have others who care for them and their needs. And Lord, again, we thank you for being good to us. You have shown us mercy, and you have shown us grace, and you have shown us kindness. You don't overlook us. You don't look past us. You see us. You see our need. You see our brokenness, and you do something about it. And Lord, in like manner, we want to be able to extend that love and that grace and that kindness to others. We ask it in your name. Amen.
Amen. Thanks again, Pastor Sam, for joining me, and I look forward to seeing the building completed in the spring, and maybe I'll have to have you back in then to talk about that.
All righty. Thank you, Grayson. God bless you.
Thanks again for listening to this edition of Front Porch Talks. May God bless.